mentioned last week the Ma'ilah of Kafuf over Ayel. This week we want to talk about Ayel. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Lama Toikin B'Shoifar Shal Ayel. Amar Avavol, Lama Toikin B'Shoifar Shal Ayel. Why do we blow with a shofar shel ayel? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefone b'shofar shel ayel. V'yoskor elchem akedes yisem ben Avram, U'ma'al an yaleichem ki lakaratem atvicha lefona. The Milo to blow the shofar shel ayel. We blow the shofar shel ayel. Shofar has it the reminder of Yik Akeda Sitzel Ben Avram. And that's reminded as that, because I'll say, Yisha'eskul Amakeda Sitzel Ben Avram, Ma'ala Ne Alichem, Aleichem, Kira Karatem Atzvichem Lefona. Gemara says that when they blow a shofar, there's a Milo of a Karatem Atzvichem Lefona. You have to understand how in the Kiyah Shofar is there an Akaratim Atzim Lefona. Where is the Akaratim Atzim Lefona? The Pell of the Gezach. Agam, that the Choyro, the Maisit Kiyah Shofar, or Shel Ayel, here the Torah is emphasized the mile of Tosha Vishalayel. The pastures is in the Kiyah Shofar Ba'atzmo, it is the Akaratem, or Raya. If we say in the Zichroinus, which is part of the Maisi Shofar, the Akedis Yitzchok, the Racham and Tizkor, the Din of Tekiel is just in the Zichroinus. Zichroinus is Memarbe and Mare, the Zichron of Akedis Yitzchok and Avram. What's the Indian and where is the Akeda? Ki Akaratim Atzvachem? The Maisa Akeda. We know what the Maisa Akeda is, Rabbi Isai. When a person goes in and blows the shofar, it's a din of Akaratim Atzvachem Lefonai. The guy again, and he blows the shofar. Very nice. Shade of the keys. Where's the Akaratim Atzvachem? It's not mashmo that a person has any real kavanah, special kavanah. Karatim atzvacha. We understand what that means, the boy says. A pellet of gazah, the maisa shoyfa. Maisa shoyfa akilu akaratim atzvacha lefonai. But where is it? It's supposed to be akaratim atzvacha. Kedus Yitzchok is something that's such givaldike, unbelievable hashpois on the world, on Klal Yisrael, that all the doyros has been the schus for Klal Yisrael. Reb Chaim V'Loshin writes that way he was matbiyin to Klal Yisrael, that midah of Mesiras Nefesh. But where in the Maisa of Tekiyah Shofar is the Akaret HaMatzvach? We find very interesting halacha. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Steht doch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Tavkov Pei Gimel the Inaf Simonim, the Gimon Krisos, that a person should eat certain simonim. Yesh noyagin, the Ramah says, Yesh noyagin lechol tapuach mosoik. We should eat a very sweet apple b'dvash. If you eat to eat a sweet apple with dvash on Rosh Hashanah. Maisa, in that halacha, the Mishnah Brewer brings down that the puach ikum b'vorach olof u'poyta advash. Dvash with the Mishnah Brewer, you make the bracha on the apple, and that part is the dvash, whatever. The choyra tzepela. Hello, the Imolis, the Mechaber brought it beforehand. That's a mitzvah you're supposed to eat. From the Shivas Minim, the Tomar, the Rotson, Shieli Date, eat a Tomar, the Kitsa, eat a Tomar, you eat. Rimoy, is a Shivas Aminim? The choyra Shivas Aminim. Should be the bracha. In fact, that's what we do it today. We don't make a bracha. So what's the Ramah talking about? Eliyotam, the Ramah is talking in a place that the Yesh Noy, they only ate the apple. That could be, as someone said, the Minogam, they only ate apples in those times, a little bit shver. What's the pshar of us? You have to also understand what the eating of the dvash is, the boysa. So the Ma'oira, this also. The dvash meat is dvash devoirim. Honey from bees, bee honey. The choyra, the thing that in the Torah, where the Torah is mashabeah, the shivas minim, Torah says, eitz zeisham u'dvash. Talk about the dvash, the boy said. Dvash is the shivas, it's choshir, choshivas eretz Yisrael. That's that maila. So you tell me, we should eat dvash. Eat the dvash from dvash tomorrow. I don't know if it's din davka, but the minig is the dvash devoir. It's together of that, Rabbi. The Meirich. The Torah Akdoisha says, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lufanei Malach, the woman was looking for schoolers. We need schoolers. The din is very rough. We need schoolers. The woman says we have schoolers. Imru Lufanei Malach is in Rosh Hashanah, Kedeshanam Lichuni Aleichem. Kedeshanam Lichuni Aleichem. Zichronish, Kedeshanam Zichron Zichronechel Litoivo. Ubameh b'shoifer, as we medayak last time, it's mashma in the tekiya shoifer. It doesn't say v'imru shoifer. So ubameh b'shoifer. The shoifer itself is what's maila, the tamlichuni. It's also maila zichrei lebracha. How in the same shoifer does both? So we say avada, there's a separate tekiya, if it's malchi zichrei lebracha, but pashtus, the Gemara is saying, ubameh b'shoifer, the etzim shoifer is maila. In the same thing, Tamlichuni was Zichronem, the Vroich of a Mebbe Shoif, the Shoif. And what's the Raya with that Smile as he called it? The Gemara's Mashm, the Etzim Tki is Shoif, is the Zikara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to blow with a Shoifer. Shalpara, one of the reasons is, Eka Tege Nasa Sanego, the Gemara says, Has Tafka Lufnim, Chav Zayin, 27a, he's like, the Gemara, the shoifer came the zikaron don't keep lifnim dami. That shoifer, since we blow the zikaron for remembrance, is like lifnim. Mash the etzim tkiya shoifer has the zikaron in the maisa of the tkiya. So ulai the pshat, as I say, Rabbi, is a very, very big yisoid. And it's famous the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi said. We spoke last week about the Eden of Achno. MS, the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, is a very, very big Yisod. There's a shayla in the poskim if a person should daven his own protheistic things on Rosh Hashanah. Big shayla in the poskim, should daven for this, daven for that, at the end of Elokeinu Tzor, wherever you want to daven. There are things that we mentioned, Shechein al-Lachayim, that's more tzibadik, but protiistic about gorgeous, and Shana the Poiskim, some hold it, they look down upon it, others say that we could do it. Avada, in our generation, a lot of points about that we're not holding on that Madrega, that we can't do it, but Avada, our kavana should be, as we say, Zachrein al-Lachayim, l'man chalukim chayim. But what's the void of Poisai? The void is that the mindset of Rosh Hashanah, the Mahalach of Rosh Hashanah, the way we're supposed to go into Rosh Hashanah, thinking Rosh Hashanah is one thing. It's totally not about ourselves. The ganze tag, the stay tag, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one machshava. It's boirei oilam, it's malchias, it's coronating the king. And that is the ganze Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the poskim said that, if I'm starting to think about what I'm asking for the king, it becomes again a selfish yom t'yoy. It becomes again a steer to the whole Yisoy. You're not being mamlech Hashem, you want things. So you're going after your things, this is the way you get it. You can get it by paying money, you can get it by doing this. How are you getting it? By going to a mamlech. But avada, if you want to use it to help the malchus, okay, so that's also for Shem malchus. You have to be richtig. Oh, but the nekuda of the Yom Rabbeisah is Tam Lichuni, is to make the Yibonei Shel Melech, and that's the whole thing. Long live the king, that's what we're always seeking, if you mamach with Shibri. Now, Rapsol Salanta used to say, a Gaval de Gavard, he said, on that Vorkel of the Sikoroi, when is Shas Adin? When is Be'ikah Shas Adin? So Rabbi Yisrael used to say over that Shas Adin is B'Shas Tikiya Shoifah. People were saying it's very Gishma, we'll see in a minute. Shas Adin is B'Shas Tikiya Shoifah. Avada, Poiskim, Foreshua Masvi, that the whole day, all the 2 days, any time is also Shayach to Din, the person shouldn't sleep, should be Oisik all day. Over the Maisa, the Tikifas Adin is B'Shas Tikiya Shoifah. And that's why, as the Medrash says, B'shasta will blow the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on Kisei Malchus, that's what it says, HaKisei Din, and when he hears the shofar, he goes off to Kisei Adin, and he goes to Kisei Racha. How does that happen? But if you were saying right now, that's the Shas Adin. But it's more than that, of us. With the Oymek Shad, what's going on to Kiyah Shofar is so moiridic, it's so stupendous, of us. If we think about it, the Shas Tikiya is we're blowing the shofar to mamlech the king, to say that long coronating the king. But the tafkid of a king, we tafkido shel melech. Rashi's mashma they write in brachas yudbeis. The tafkido shel melech is yastu mishpat. Melech v'arim b'mishpat yamid oritz. A king has to have mishpat. That's a chelik of his malchus. Nimsa. In the coronation of the king, we're be'etzim also being toiveya. We'll be toiveya. We're asking to be judged. Because it can't split that. It goes hand in hand. Together with the coronation, we're saying you're the king. If you're the king, so you have to judge. So you have to judge. That means right now, I'm doing something very, very strange. At one hand, Valdik, long live the king, it's great, king, beautiful. But at the same time, you be toiveya on yourself, mishpat. Hell of the gazacha, boy said. David HaMel said, who can, if a kodesh goes with din, it's not shayich. So how is it that this guy, Yanko Pfefferkorn, a schmaltering salesman, he works as a refrigerator repairman, he's the Baal Tekeya. He doesn't have to be the Baal Tekeya. We're just bringing out to the marshal. He's the Baal Tekeya. Baruch Hashem, he learned. He plays the clarinet well. He learned how to play the shofar. And he's blowing shofar. And there he is, blowing the shofar. And this guy, who is not the biggest tzaddik, he's not the person that I would call a tzaddik. He might be a nice man. He eats gefilte fish on Shabbos and matzah balls. But at the end of the day, And in the tzibur, whoever's blowing the shofar, you have the tzad, the rav blows the shofar. But in the tzibur, we'll all be, he's blowing for us. He's saying the call up to Shemayim, Abab of the king, long live the king. What, are you nuts? You know what you just did? When you said long live the king, you declared him the king. That means he has to judge you right now. If he's judging you, so at the same time, that's it. Nice knowing you. What are you, nuts? Are you out of your mind? But that's the word, boys. It's a fire carrot. This is the akayatim atzmechem. The akayatim atzmechem is that I'm ready to give up my life. I'm ready to judge, be judged by the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever you want. You're the king and you have to do mishpat. I'm ready to do it because I want to coronate you as the king. Nimsa, in the blowing of the shofar, voice, dor lit the akaratim as atzmechem. Yet the yid, the Rosh Hashanah, when he hears the sound of the shofar, he knows the shas adin, he's coronating the king, but he's also being tovei a mishpat. And he's tovei a mishpat, so that means he's going to be scrutinized on his life, on his year, on everything. And scrutinized, he knows what. So it's dangerous. But that's the karatma. That was the maisakeh. He is like the maisakeh, the rabbi said. But what is he doing it for? Be'etzem, he's doing because he wants the B'nishim's malchus. He wants it to go through. He wants the B'nishim to be melech ha'olam. And if it means that he has to, that's the karatim atzmecha. Akaratim atzmecha lechona. That's the Madrega of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. Of Yedi Yid and Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. Yedi Yid stands by the shofar and declares, Rabbi Yisai, you're the king. And declaring you're the king, it's the most gewaltig zav, even the body malchus. But just as we do it in that matzav, in that ke'ilu and akeidah, ke'ilu akeidah of atzmachem, Rabbi Yisai sees me tovei adin. Because we realize the chelik of the malchus, in that same moment, there's the Rachmanis of the Maisa Akeda. Because what Meshuggah would want to do such a thing? Unless he realizes it's so important, the Imam of Kutchabrik. Nimsa, the Maisa Shoif is a Maisa Akeda, which is Ba'oy Rachamim, which is Mahabit Kodesh Baruch Mekisei Tin Lekisei Rachamim. Those the Amkus of the Maisa Shoif. But it goes to bring out, Rabbi Yisrael, who we really are. Fakert! Yankel of Fefakon! Yeah, you, the whole year! Well, we know where you were last week. We saw, we had videos now. Everything's on videotaped. Real videotape. Besides, it used to say, you know, Marshall, because a guy had someone, rich guy had a camera, Marshall. Hey, anything you do over here, pick your nose, they got on videotape. I saw you last week. A guy took a snapshot with his camera. We saw you in the middle of Geula. The finger was up that nose, very stark. You know, you thought no one was looking. Yeah, you hear, it's all on videotape. Everybody saw it. It's ready around the world, sent around WhatsApp. They WhatsApp the pic. Everybody sees, we saw it already. We know exactly where the corner of Yaakov Meir and this. Make you believe you were looking at something, and there the finger went right up. Boom! Everybody saw it. Everything today, around the world, you have it. You can see everything of us. The video tape. We know where you were, Yanko Fifakon, last week. You said you're going on to watch Torah anytime. It became something else anytime. And anyway, and that was it. You thought, no, you're in your room, no one's looking. Told your wife, we're going to hear Shia, or my friend, and end up being Mrs. Who, Van, whatever it was. And hey, it's it. It's there, Yaakov. Don't try to fool. We know who you are. I don't care. The burnish of his mouth is there. I'm ready to give it up. Giving it up for the burnish of Olam. He has to be Melech. And Chelek of his mouth is his kingdom. And kingdom means judgment. And judgment means Sifrei Chaim. Everything, but it's for you, Rabbi. This brings out, Rabbi Yisrael, our Rosh Hashanah comes out with the Tkiyah Shofar, Rabbi Yisrael. The Atzmius of the Yid, Rabbi Yisrael, because that's what the Etzim Shofar is, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shofar is a blowing of the Ruchni. It's a blowing of the spirit of the Ruchni of the Jew. It comes from the depths of his Ruach. The true Jew, the true Jew who he is, who really he is. He might have taivis, and he might have been in an army watching who knows what. And he might have gone who knows where and done who knows what. But who's his essence? What's his essence? What's the mahus? Who really is he? You know who he really is. He's not that goof, that taivitic goof that's running after everything. He's not the guy who was last Thursday night in the room till 3 in the morning. Just one more schmooze. Shirley tells his wife, just want to hear one more schmooze. I never saw you so into schmoozing. Well, he tells her, if you heard schmoozing like this, you'd also be into it. Then his wife goes on and sees, oy vey, what a schmooze. Shem Yirachem. But that's not him. That's his body, his goof. Who's his essence? His essence is the shofar, the koil yankiv. The Vilna Gaon says, "Merit the first time." Shulchan Aruch talks of Pei Gimel's of the Heilige Gaon. What's the pshat in Achilas Tapuach Rabbeisa? Tapuah, so the hell could go in here and draw a top cup of gibble. Al shame of pure yoy, mosso glchiki, ukimosha kosov, kirea sode, ukimitagamir, hakal tapuchin, the hoya, the Rosh Hashanah, kiyadua, adkan de veador. Says the hell could go in, the maisa, with Yanki Ravina going in to get the brachas, when was that? It was on Rosh Hashanah, another Grash in Chumash, in Pesach Haya. The going learns up here, Rukub Yezoya, Rosh Hashanah Yaakov wanted to get the brachas. Very gishmak, because that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, getting the brachas of Hashem. So he wanted to get Derech Yitzchak Avinu, obviously Yitzchak is the channel for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to get the brachas. And when he came in, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, he smelled the smell of his clothing. What did it smell like? Tainis 28b. Kireach shel soda tapuchim. An apple orchard. So to going, we eat the apple. We dip the apple in the honey. We eat the apple because we want to bring back that story of Yaakov Avinu going in to get the bracha on Leil Rosh Hashanah from his father with the smell of the Reach Begod. I want to be moisiv on the going. The going is very, very cryptic over here. I want to be moisiv on the going and say something chur fascinating. This time. On that night, many thousand years ago, Yaakov Avinu nichnas. What was he wearing, Rabbi Yisrael? Big day, Esav. Zok chazav, a yorach esreach begodov, al tikri begodov, el boigdov. Al tikri begodov, el boigdov. The reach of the boigdov. Who are the boigdov? The Gemara brings two people. Yosef Yisreda, and another Yosef. What happened with them? When the Romans came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, he was a koifer, he was off the derech, he was a poirek, oil, toyer of a mitzvah. They told him, you go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you take out whatever you want, you take out something that's yours. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took out the menorah. They said, that menorah is a big piece. That ain't for you. We take that. Try again. He said, I ain't going no again in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Panovich Rav learns pshat that when he went in the first time, the Kedush of the Kodesh HaKadosh so started penetrating him, he couldn't go back again. But he said, I ain't going. Koifa Be'ika, he ate a ham sandwich with eel on top a few hours before. They caught him in McDonald's. with a cheeseburger a few hours before. He went in, he got chizik, and they took him and they dragged him in the streets. The maisa, don't know what Yosef is showing, the same maisa, he says, Namachal. The kitchen, the same maisa, but he said, with another poirik oil, but Vayorach, Esrech, Begodov, Zuboikdov. What's the amkus of Boisa? The amkus is that Yedi Yid of Boisa has a pneumius, a murdig of pneumius. A murdig of pneumius! But we have a goof! And the goof schleps us here and schleps us there! But is that who we are? Is that our essence? Is that who we are? Yaakov Avinu went in with the big day Esav. It's a million things of Zara, but it's the Ashkocha Pratis. We know why it had to happen. But on Rosh Hashanah night, Yaakov Avinu went to get the Helik of Brochas, which is the Brochas with Toli House, the going on to Chad Gadya. All the Brochas of the Doyers were Toli those Brochas. And what is Yaakov Avinu wearing? He's wearing the clothes, big day Esav. The big day of the Rosh Menusha. But what's the smell? The smell is the Reish Hagalim. The smell of the Atzmius, of the Yid, of Yankov, of, you know, of the Koyel Kol Yankov. And that's the Goyin is telling us, Rabbosa, what happens. We think we're dipping the apple in the honey, we sing the song, make a joke, Rabbosa. What's going on in Rosh Hashanah night, Rabbosa? We're being judged with the big day ace of us. We know what we how we're doing last week. And maybe last night, and 2 nights ago, and the week before, and we were in the dirt, and who knows why, Rabbi said, about the Bereshim sees the Reach Begodov, the Reach Begodov, the Reach of Gan Eden, the Tapuach. I saw Mephardim say, beautiful Tapuach B'dvash, Tapuach B'dvoirim. What's the Chirgo? Tapuach B'dvoirim, Tapuach B'tzmorim. The Tapuach of the Tomer comes from the essence. The puach of the dvash, it goes through the body of the thing, but it doesn't, it stays, goes in and out. It doesn't have any effect. It doesn't have any effect. We might have done the aveira, but it really didn't have an effect on the pneumius. The pneumius is rain, be'etzem, because it's be'etzem, the reach, shaganeidem, with shayach, kol yisrael yesh lahem chelek. And on Rosh Hashanah we're being judged. The Beresh Lom is Vayorach, it's rare, because of Altikri, because of the Boigdov. He smells the smell of these people. Yanko Pfefferkorn, Boruch, Baranovich, smile-tearing salesman. This guy works in refrigeration. He's all day on his iPhone. Shem Yurachim, he should smash it, but he's on his iPhone. And this guy's who knows what, but they come on Rosh Hashanah night, the MS, and they hear the Kol Shofar, and they say to the Baruch Shalom, whatever happens, you're the king. The Akaratim is Atzmechem, because that's the essence, that's the coil of the Shofar, that's the Reach Vatvash, that's the Reach HaTapuach of Gan Eden, that Shati, yeah, the one, every and every one of us, we're wearing Big Day Esav. We might have the Big Day Esav on us. You're dying with the Esav. With those hands, who knows what we did? With those eyes. But for Yorech, it's Reach Begodov. The Gershom smells the Reach of its essence. If we're really true, Rabbis, if we're coming for the Bakosha, to understand that we Mam Hashem, that no matter what, Gershom, you're the king. We might have had a bad year. We might have difficult. But today we're proving that our real essence, a real true essence is shayach to you, to your mahamlocha, to your melucha, to the malchus of Rosa. That's the lomdis, that's the amkis, that's the yisoy of Rosa, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is defining who are true, who we truly are, Rosa. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is defining our essence, Rosa. Defining our essence, not only for the Dreneshlin, for ourselves, Rosa. Who we truly are. That's the emes, the holy Aser Shvei Tshuva. It's a vada for the bird. But it's for us to define really who we are. We might have difficult times. We might have yitzharis that we fall. But our essence is Reach Begodov. Our essence is Shach to Gan Eden. Who we are. There's a Surah Murray the Gemaisa with the Nachal Eshkol, one of the great Rabbonim, Tzadikim. There was a family in Germany that those times, I guess it was before the war, but around the time of the war, whatever, before the war, that a Jewish couple had a child, and the child was kidnapped by Germans. The Germans kidnapped him, put him in a missionary. And the parents knew where he was. They knew where he was. But they couldn't do anything. They hired lawyers. And they were Teveya, these Germans who had the missionary. They stole the kid. They kidnapped their child. They went to court. And the head of the bishop of the head of the missionary said, "Listen, you're right. We did kidnap him, but you have to realize the circumstances. We didn't just kidnap him. This kid was thrown in the gutter. This kid was abused. There was abuse over here. We saw him laying around. We took him in, took care of him, and therefore we don't mind if he goes back. But ask the kid who he wants, what he wants to do. Meanwhile, the last 2 weeks, they're peppering up this kid." Every day, ice cream for breakfast, pizza for lunch. It's back again, ice cream, pizza, goodies, pizza. The only one type problem, the kid didn't have any more teeth, but he had so much goodies. He's eating and eating and eating, and they're peppering him up whatever he wants and bringing him goodies. They prolonged the case, so it was about a couple of months that he was staying, hanging out with this missionary, and they were pumping him up. A young kid. So they hired the lawyers, went to court again. They said, "Okay, could be true what they're saying. We dispute it, but we have to be fair. The way to do it, lawyers, I know the defendants of the couple said, we bring him home. He'll be home for a few months, a month, and then let him make the child make the decision where he wants to be. If the abuse is true, he'll say he wants to go back." The judge wasn't macabre. I hear he has to go back. But he has 10 minutes. 10 minutes with his parents. And if he decides after being his parents, his real parents, he wants to go back to them, he'll go back. But if not, not. So if it's Yoldova, they went to the Nachal Eshkol and they asked what to do. He said, "You're not going to go. I'm going to go visit him. We'll see what happens." Nachal Eshkol was Malubish. He went down to the missionary, went into a room with the kid. His mom is burning. He had retired himself beforehand. He started to speak to the kid. And he stopped for a second. He started to say, "Kol Nidre." And he went into the davening of Yosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And he started to get into it. And the kid, all of a sudden, got turned on. The kid got a lot, wow. He screamed, "Dad, I'm a Yid! I've been a Yid! I'm a Yid!" They took him out of the room. They asked him in front of the court, in front of the witnesses. He said, "I want to go back home to my Jewish parents. I'm a Jew." And that's what's going on about Rosh Hashanah. The Yetzer Hara fed us candies. Oh boy, did he give us candies about that. The Shmaki candies! And ice cream, and alazachin this whole year. But on Rosh Hashanah and on Kippur Abayisai, we scream out, "Ani Yehudi, Ich bin a Yid, Ich bin a Helik Yid, Ich bin a Reach Begodov." With all the Begida, with all the merit, with all the times I went against you, Rabbi Shlom, but the Reach is the Reach of Koil Yankiv. Ich bin Shah zu Yankiv, nicht the big day Esau. That's the Mahalach of the Shoifer of Oysai, and the Achila of the Tepuch B'Tvash, and the Gantz Rosh Hashanah, and the Gantz Aser Shemei Tshuva, and the Yendu of Hashem, who are the Kim of Oysai, who spoke out, we make that decision of Oysai. We should be Zoichur of Oysai, to realize that Rosh Hashanah is the Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yisoid, and that's the school of Akaratam Atzmechem, but Hashem sees the Mesiras Nefesh that we're ready to go. Because our essence is, really, that's our essence no matter what we did. Hashem sees that. And He's hoifet, the midas harachamim. He's merciful and merciful on us. When we have it, that's the Yisur Tzkiya Shoifer. And through it, it brings out the Ruach of the Shoifer, the Ruach of the Pneumius of who we are. And it takes us to the Sudas of the Atapuach B'Tvash. Hashem smells that essence, that beautiful smell, the Sivas Nefesh, of who we are, the Ani Yehudir of Oisai. And with that, it's Mesporech all of us, and we should be Mesporech of us, and we should tap into it. Not only Avada for the Beri Oilom, but to define ourselves. Oledovid Hashem Oiris of the Medrash, Oiris of Rosh Hashanah. The awe of Rosh Hashanah is that we get a clarification of who we are. The whole year we fool ourselves. We think we may be Shayach to Esav and Tzorah, but we're not Shayach. It's an outer covering. This is me. This is who I am. I take it off at night. It doesn't stay on. That's the Re'ah, that's the Begodov, the Boigdov, that's the Begodov. The Re'ah is who I am. And once I find myself, the Or is Moirid, the Gemara said, the Dovid Hashem Oiri to Rosh Hashanah, which is Besuicha, to Mamacha Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the same way, find ourselves. And we find ourselves in Mamacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, that reunion will bring to Mashiach Tzikeinu and Heir Amen.